I'm Joe Cervi, Franklin Radio. We are in Trieste at When East Meets West, and we're here with Andrew Bendel, the producer of The Italian Chapel. Hello, Andrew. How are you?
Hi, Angelo. We're good. How are you?
How was your one-to-one day?
It's been terrific. We've met some potential partners, potential sales agents, a couple of distributors here in Italy. So we've had a very good day.
It was very productive. Tiring, maybe, but...
Quite tiring, but also there's a lot of good energy in the meeting room, so that's good.
Okay. Can you tell us something about the movie you are preparing?
The Italian Chapel? Sure.
Yeah.
The Italian Chapel is inspired by a true story, a fascinating true story. In 1942, a group of Italian soldiers were taken prisoner in North Africa. And they were transported to the Orkney Islands, the very north of Scotland. And terrible weather. They were miserable. Morale was bad. And they got permission to build a chapel for themselves. They were all Catholic, some of them very observant. And they wanted a place to pray in the middle of this prison. And permission was granted. And all that is fantastic, and it's documented, but we wanted to create a movie, and the filmmaker has interwoven into this factual framework a love story between one of the Italian soldiers and a beautiful young local girl, and it's about an impossible love. Like they're not going to end up together, but they're going to have an incredible moment together. And in fact, interestingly, we thought we were creating fiction, and we discovered later on that this actually happened.
Really?
Yeah, so one of the soldiers who actually was one of the architects of the chapel.
Unfortunately, you find it after very brilliant.
Exactly, and funnily enough, the guy was from not too far away from Bolzano.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So how easy was it to find material on that? I mean, the documents, did you have to do, or did she have to do a lot of research?
The original writer did a lot of research, yeah, in terms of accessing documents and photographs and had visited the chapel. And then the director and I actually went to the Orkney Islands in August, and... We looked at it from a logistical point of view, to work out how we were going to make the film there, and also to access some more visual material as well. So we found a number of pictures of some of the Italian guys, prisoners in the camp, and they're just so cool looking. they're beautifully dressed, even though they're prisoners, you know. They could be wearing Armani.
They looked like.
They looked like, yeah. They were just so proud and cool. No, I mean, they didn't have an easy time. You know, the work they were doing was really hard. But they had an enormous amount of pride. And one of the things about the desire to build the chapel was they wanted a place to worship, but also they wanted to do something that would give their time in prison meaning.
Yeah, of course. Easy to pass, probably too, to be easy to pass on, you know.
Yeah, and one of the great things about the love story is as our hero Angelo, as his relationship with the girl develops, it becomes less about building the chapel for the soldiers and more about doing it for her.
For her.
And in fact, you know, it's a beautiful thing that he kind of gave her a legacy.
Yeah.
And you can go there. A lot of Italian tourists go there. And it's there for all time.
Listen, which is the biggest challenge you will have to face shooting this movie as a producer? Besides the location, that probably would be...
Well, the location is a challenge because there is nothing there that's film-related. So we're going to have to bring everything in. you know, that's okay, but it has some expense.
Exactly. So in terms of financing, it could be, I mean, will be a good part of your budget that only, like, just the crew and the technical equipment to be.
Yeah, and you want to look after people. So that the logistics of that will be challenging. The weather will be challenging. You know, it can be four different things in an hour.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and normally you have weather cover, but with this we'll probably just have to go with it.
Yeah,
you know, that's how it was.
Exactly.
So that's how it will be.
Exactly.
And we'll need a great sound recordist as well, because the wind is unbelievable. And we want to, you know, ADR post syncing dialogue, we want to do as little of that as possible, because if the actors think they can rely on that, that affects their performance.
Yeah,
so we'll need a really good sound guy.
And when are you planning to shoot it?
Spring next year. Yeah, we can't shoot in the winter.
No, because it will be like miserable enough.
It'll be miserable enough in spring. Yeah. the days are too short. Up there. So spring would be good.
So you are in a good place now regarding production and preparation and financing.
We've put together a basic co-production structure. The project has been developed with the support of the British Film Institute.
Okay.
Who are very, very helpful, you know, with the funding, but also in terms of the editorial expertise that they bring. And I've put together a basic co-production structure, which is us and an Italian company, a company called Orisa Produzione, based in Rome. And there's a couple of places we could do post-production, but Sweden is one of them, and there's a Swedish partner as well. If we go the Swedish route, you can do post-production outside Gothenburg in with the support of a funding body called Film Invest in Sweden. And at the back of my mind, there's just the possibility of if we need to replace Orkney, where else could we go? So that would be very much a plan B, because Orkney has very particular geography and topography and light. But, you know, sometimes things don't work out, so it's just the back of my mind, something to plan for.
To plan for, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
For being with us. It was Angelo Cerbi for Fred Film Radio from When East Meets West in Trieste.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.